mid-June, July, and maybe half of August, or maybe the whole month of August, are months when we go on vacation, traditionally. Traveling is fun. I love to travel. But I am notorious for bringing more than I need when I travel. And I drive my friends crazy when I travel. Most of them carry maybe just a carry-on, but not me. I take with me a lot. What's funny is that the day we leave, or when we're done with our vacation, I pack my stuff and I say to my friends, where am I going to put all the things that I bought? And my friends would say, well, if you just packed a little, then you would have space for the stuff that you bought. Then I come home, unpacked my stuff, and I say to myself, I brought stuff that I didn't really need. I mean, why in the world did I bring all of these things and I didn't even use them? And I'm sure that happens to most of us. But again, traveling is fun. But traveling can also be stressful. I mean, especially nowadays, God forbid you forget something. You have forgotten your QR code. Or maybe if you're going to Hawaii, you have forgotten your purple wristbands. Or maybe you have forgotten your real ID, if you already have your real ID. Or your cell phones. You have forgotten your cell phones and you say, ooh, geez, I've forgotten something. So again, traveling can be really fun and sometimes it can be stressful. But what's being asked of us is that we need to travel light. And it's helpful. In today's gospel reading, Jesus summoned the 12. And sent them two by two, not to go on vacation, but Jesus summoned them to go on a mission. And as Jesus sends them out, Jesus gives them a specific instruction. He says to them, carry nothing with you. No food, no money in your belts. I mean, really? I mean, who among us in this assembly would travel with nothing? No food, no money. We don't do that. But what is Jesus trying to say in today's gospel? Jesus is basically telling his disciples, don't bring anything because you only need to rely on God's providence. You will come to know that all you need is really my presence which is already in each one of you. But as Jesus goes on to give the instruction, Jesus gives a quite strange instruction. Jesus says to his disciples, carry nothing with you, but, he says, you can carry a walking stick. Really? And sandals. Of course, you need sandals. Now, what is Jesus implying as he says, those two things are necessary as you go on a mission? A walking stick and sandals. It reminds the people of Israel that very night when they first celebrated the Passover, When God told Moses, "Tell my people that as you gather to celebrate the Passover meal, they are to wear sandals on their feet and carry a staff on them because they are going to be free. They're leaving Egypt into the promised land." But not only that, the staff or the stick is a symbol of God being with them, that God will be their support, and always pointing only but only to God as their support. Also, the sandals are very symbolic because it reminds them that it is God Himself who leads them into the promised land. But while I was reflecting on the sacred scripture for today, I found something quite interesting, a commentary that really, I think, speaks to all of us about why God or Jesus invited His disciples to carry a stick and to wear sandals. The commentary says, "Jesus tells His disciples to take nothing for the journey except for just two things, sandals and a walking stick. The point being, we are going places. The gospel is meant to be lived on its feet, taken to others, one foot in front of the other, one step at a time. It is to be taken beyond places that are flat and safe and comfortable. It is also to be taken where terrain may be rough and hills steep. The trip," the commentary says, "the trip won't necessarily be easy, but it is one that you and I, all of us, are asked to take." My friends, today, as we listen to this gospel story, we are reminded once again that we are sent out as God's people, not to go on vacation, but we are sent out as missionaries of God's good news. And that good news is not just meant to be heard, but that good news is also meant to be in flesh, to be fleshed out, to be experienced by those we encounter along the way. But as missionaries, we are not always invited to go to far places. Yes, this parish community is known to go on missions like Nicaragua and Texas. But during this time of pandemic, we can't do that for now. And so as we think of ourselves as missionaries of the gospel of Christ, perhaps we don't need to look too far. Maybe as missionaries, we can proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to our neighbors, or perhaps to our coworkers, or perhaps to someone who lives back east or maybe down south. Again, we don't have to go too far, but the gospel message cannot just be contained within this parish community, but rather the gospel message must be proclaimed beyond this parish community. We can even proclaim the gospel message of Jesus as missionaries here in our community of faith by simply responding, "Ro, where is Ro? I'll plug it in." As missionaries, perhaps we can help in Rose new ministry in social ministry, like helping with back a pack, or perhaps helping with sandwich ministry, or perhaps helping with the ESL program that we have, or perhaps helping with Liat. Those little simple things, we proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And when we proclaim the good news of the Lord, as I've said earlier, nowadays we don't even need to travel. We can use social media, text messages, Facebook, Zoom, FaceTime. With the use of social media, you and I are able to proclaim and bring the gospel of Jesus beyond the confines of this parish community. Today, my brothers and sisters, we gather around the table of the Lord again to be nourished with God's word and to be nourished with the food of life. And with the spirit that is already in each one of us, that spirit drives us to do the missionary work that Jesus has invited his disciples, his first apostles, to do. With the spirit that is present in each one of us, we're invited to share that spirit, especially to those who are in need. Remember, my friends, we are all missionaries, and we're invited to proclaim the good news, not only in word, but more importantly, we proclaim that by the way we live our lives.